morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you all this morning. Our younger disciple. So this morning, I want to talk to you about ears.
I already know
ears. Ears. Go figure. Why would we talk about that? But today's gospel lesson in the reading today is about listening. Listening to Christ. Yeah, checking in with your mom about that. I see that. Okay. You've seen pictures of an elephant, right? Those are big ears. That's a lot of listening, if you think about it, right?
If he snores, he listens. And
he hears it through his trunk. Yeah, maybe? No? What's that?
A rabbit.
Yeah, a rabbit. That's got some funny ears, doesn't it?
And then it has huge ears.
Yeah, huge ears. Not as big as the elephant, but they're big ears. They're different than our ears, aren't they? But we've got two ears, right?
Yeah.
And we've got two ears, and that's what's talking about today in the gospel lesson is listening. Being able to hear the voice of God. So Jesus had some friends with him. They went on a hike. And they went to the top of this mountain. And while they were up on the top of this mountain, there were some other folks that joined them. And it was just really this whole kind of mountaintop experience, a wonderful experience. But the trouble of it was they had trouble listening to God. Hearing what God was saying, right? Hearing what God was saying through Jesus. You ever have trouble hearing?
No.
Yeah, sometimes,
no,
you know.
No. On this,
you can hear, just, yeah.
I can't, last time I couldn't hear on this one because I had medicine to it because I tried to.
Ear infection.
Yeah, I had an ear infection.
Ear infection, yeah. I've heard tell sometimes that men, I'm calling this out, have selective hearing. Yeah, we see lots of nods out there about that, right? I'll get the Monday morning email, that'll be all right. Bring it. Yeah, what? I'll pay attention now, right? But it's important for us, I mean, we think about dogs and cats and different animals and elephants and rabbits. And we hear and we see different ways that we listen. We make eye contact with people, right? We look at people in the eye. When we shake someone's hand, we look at them and say, hello, my name's Nicholas, right? And you do that. You don't do that like a dead fish. You don't just kind of, you do it. Like you mean it, right? So that's what we do when we listen. We listen to people intently and with purpose. And that's what I want you to do this week. I want you to think about that as you listen to your parents, listen to your teachers, listen to your cousins, your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, people in that position, right? Listen to those words that are coming out of there. First, before we speak, just listen to that. And then most especially, as you're going to school or at home or saying your midnight prayers, right? That you're listening for the voice of God in your life. Say those prayers out loud and listen for the voice of God. Okay? Will you pray with me? How do we do that? We put our hands together. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for today. We give you thanks for the opportunity to come together as a community of faith, as friends, as young disciples. And we ask that you remind us that you are with us always. Help us to listen. Help us to listen to you, our guidance, our shepherd. All this we ask in your Son's name. Christ says.
Amen.
Amen. Good to see you all.